It's Coast 93.1. Good morning, Blake and Eva show. Oh my God. this is a crazy one. We're talking about your criminal pets because of Quilty, the escape artist who also frees the rest of the cats at the rescue shelter in Texas. Quilty the criminal. He's doing jail breaks multiple times a day. They had to put him in solitary.
Oh, poor thing.
We got this text when we talked about your criminal pets. Right. My dog chewed her own tail off.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
jeez.
That's exciting.
And then my other dog hid the evidence by eating the severed tail. What? Have a good breakfast, everybody. Thanks for listening to the show.
Oh my God.
Wait. My cat Marley goes to the bathroom, opens the drawers, and takes my hair ties and eats them.
Oh, no.
Oh, geez. You got to be careful with that. If that gets stuck in there.
I know.
You know, the hair ties are rubber bands or other, you know, strings, anything else like that that can get stuck. That could be kind of dangerous.
I love on Facebook, Cheryl Ann ate the carpet, needed $5,500 stomach surgery, then ate it again a year later. This one was only
$5,000. Oh. Surgery got cheaper, I guess. Your pet criminal. Let me see. Go ahead.
His name was Caesar. He was a black Labrador. And when I was 7, we were decorating the Christmas tree and we put candy canes all around it. Well, Mom and Dad kept finding wrappers behind the Christmas tree and kept looking at the 7-year-old being like, Chelsea, stop the candy canes.
And you're like, no, I didn't.
Lo and behold, later on that afternoon, the black Labrador started drooling what looked like blood. And my mom's like, oh, my God, maybe he cut his mouth on a glass ornament. And my dad went to reach down, and all he could smell was peppermint.
Guilty.
Yeah. Guilty dog with very fresh breath.
Yes.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Criminal pet.
Yeah, my buddy's miniature pincher ate a gram of weed one time.
Damn.
We left it on the tray on the bed, and we forgot papers at the store, so we ran to grab papers at 7-Eleven real quick and come back. The weed was gone. She's laying next to it, licking her lips.
Oh, geez. Yeah. And she's going, hey, you got to go back to that 7-Eleven and get me some of those Doritos, okay?
Yeah, right.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, have a good one.
Rachel.
What's up?
Criminal pet.
So my puppy, Elvis, he has always loved kids. And we were at the dog park where families bring their kids and such. And this little mongrel decided to steal a twin baby carriage with the baby still inside.
Oh, no.
We hadn't been paying attention. I was talking with the mom and the dad. They were telling me about what it's like to have twins and all that. And I was like, where's my dog?
And Elvis kidnapped the children.
Yes, you saw just him pushing the stroller, his little back legs just walking, his tail wagging. Behind us with his tongue hanging out of his mouth like, hey, guys, guess what? So that is my little criminal dog, and we had to chase after him. And he thought that, oh, no, I've been caught, and starts running with the carriage.
Right, and then he goes, this is a game. Come, try and catch me.
Yup.
No,
yep.
Elvis, no. Elvis, come back here. Bring the children back here, Elvis.
No children.
Elvis! There he goes. Stealing children. Thanks for calling, Rachel. 7-9 Coast, if you got one. A lot of ones finding the people's edibles.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of those.
Yeah.
Mandy says, my dog steals treats from pet stores. She'll grab a bully stick that's for small dogs so she can hide it in her jowls.
Ah! See?
Once we get into the car, she drops and starts chewing it. I have had to do many walks of shame back to the pet store to apologize for my little kleptomaniac and pay for her crime.
Right.
And then there's this one. Oh, my God. Jessica's cat, Merlin, ate the family's parakeet. This is like Looney Tunes. That's like Sylvester and Tweety.
Right.
Ate the parakeet on Thanksgiving.
Mm.
The only thing she left behind was her little ankle band and two tail feathers. We only had that little bird for a month. The cage had no damage. It was empty where it sat. It was a really wily little cat that got in there.
Wow.
And got little whatever the parakeets. It probably didn't even have it long enough to give him a name. It should have been
wow.
Tweety. Yeah. Well, imagine. So that's on Thanksgiving. So Merlin the cat eats the parakeet. Mm-hmm. And then imagine what he thought when he saw the turkey coming.
Right, right.
Hey!
The Blake and Eva Show.
Real. Funny.
Coast 93.1.